This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last month, the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, you might have heard the name in a presidential context, signed a state budget that cut the University of Wisconsin's budget by $250 million. Yesterday, Walker signed a spending plan approving $250 million to be spent on a new arena for the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks. The economics of taxpayer-funded arenas and stadiums are never very far from the politics of them, as Marketplace's Gigi Duban explains.
When a government pours money into a sports venue like the new arena plan for the Milwaukee Bucks, sometimes it's hard to tell whether it's a subsidy or an investment. Mark Rosentraub teaches sport management at the University of Michigan.
It becomes an investment when there's a clearly defined set of returns that are worth the risk of any investment.
He says if the arena anchors a bigger redevelopment plan, that's when it tends to make a city money. But arenas alone don't equal jobs and new businesses, especially in a quiet city like Milwaukee, says Andrew Zimbalist, economics professor at Smith College.
If you're hoping to promote the local economy by attracting or keeping a basketball team, that's not something that happens.
And the more public money goes into a venture like this, the less it helps the local economy. This deal is 50-50, public and private money. The Bucks are owned by two New York hedge fund managers. Zimbalist says the average in the NBA is two-thirds public money.
On the other hand, some of the public money that they're putting in is kind of shaky.
Like collecting back taxes and visitor taxes, both dicey. Ted Geyer, VP and Director of Economic Studies at the Brookings Institution, says it doesn't pay for cities, but it does for teams.
Sports leagues are leagues. They're actually pretty savvy about this.
And if they know a city wants them to stay, he says, they have leverage in negotiating more money to stay. And that, to a lot of fans, is enough. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.